Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is your host, Yvette Harmony Jett, of the show, The Spiritual Harmonizer, where we help you become one with your soul. So there's no discord, disorder, or dissonance in your life whatsoever. So I want to thank you for joining me on this wonderful, beautiful Tuesday morning of February the 16th, 2016. And I just want to say wherever you are, whenever you're listening, just thank you for taking the time out to come and join us so that we can just share some things, grow together, learn some things, and enhance our spiritual nature. Like I said, I am your host, Yvette Harmony Jett, better known as the Spiritual Harmonizer. And what I do is I help you become one with your soul through mentoring, spiritual life coaching, speaking, any way, workshops, anything that I could do to help and facilitate the journey of our spiritual lives through our natural bodies. That's what I do. So I just want to thank you so much for being with me on this Tuesday morning. And I just want to tell you a little bit about what I do as the Spiritual Harmony Network founder and president. There's three components to the Spiritual Harmony Network. First of all, it's the Power of Seven Prayer Summit. And we just had it yesterday, and oh my goodness, it was amazing. Oh, you talking about some powerful praying spirits and souls just beseeching God at the soulier level of who we are is spectacular. Today's theme is love. And yesterday we talked about and prayed into the theme of pure love and authentic love and love that has no bounds. And I'm telling you, people, it was wonderfully amazing to be just on the call with such powerful, powerful, powerful spirits praying into the theme of pure love. So every third Monday of the month, we have the Power of Seven Prayer Summit. And when we all get together, call in on the prayer line, and just pray together, just thanking God, becoming more aware of who we are as spiritual beings. And the second entity is the Mothers of Harmony, where we're building a community of mothers, married mothers, single mothers, whatever mother you may be, so that we can have a networking community so no one could ever feel alone, no one could ever feel without, but everyone has someone somewhere that they could depend on. And the third entity is the disaster relief, the Harmony Disaster Relief. And that's where we just help anyone that has any type of situation, any type of occurrence happening in their life that may be causing some discomfort or some type of disorder in their life. And we kind of help you bring order to your life, whether it's through financial means, whether it's through clothes, however we can assist and facilitate a transition, we really do try to do that. So that's who I am. That's what I do. That's where I do what I do. So it is awesome. So I just want to hop right into the topic, and it's a topic that's been on my mind for several days now, just thinking about it, because, of course, you know, we're in the month of February, and this is just known as the National Love Month. We just celebrated Valentine's Day. You may or may not engage in that holiday. I think it's a great holiday just from the sheer premise of people showing love. And I wish it could be one of those holidays, and like every holiday, that we just make it a national day, a national holiday where every day is celebrated in such a special way. And it would be awesome if we as people could display that type of love on a continual basis, just based on the fact of being here on planet Earth. I mean, that's the whole basis that we should be living by. So the topic for today is, what is the greatest spiritual manner to have? And like anything, if you've lived on the earth any amount of time, you know about manners. And you know that, you know, parents always are looking for ways to teach their children manners. Any workplace, the rules are in place because there are certain manners that we should have. And I'm a firm believer as I grow older and as I grow in my spiritual journey that God wants us to have a certain level of spiritual manners. And spiritual manners takes your spirituality into a whole different realm than you could have been in before, because you know when you're mannerable, it's not that you change or that you conduct yourself in a faulty way, but you conduct yourself so that you don't harm yourself in the process, nor do you do harm to anyone else, because you're mannered, because you are considerate first of who you are. You are considerate first of how you display yourself, and then you're considerate to those around you, and that's what manners will do for you. It will help you conduct yourself in any environment appropriately, and it will help you have a sense of awareness in any environment that you're around, because you can conduct yourself in a manner that is conducive to that situation. And so I'm a firm believer. I'm a firm believer that one, we should have spiritual manners, that we should mind our spiritual manners, i.e. getting your hands off the table, get your elbows off the table, put your feet down, put your feet underneath the table. And just as we have regular manners, our spiritual manners, and I think our greatest spiritual manner is pure and authentic love. Love yourself. Love people. Love who God has called you to be amongst this world and amongst the universe, so that God can get the glory. So I think our greatest spiritual manner is pure and authentic love. And to know that love, to understand that love, to display that love, and to have that love, I think it is important. I think that is one of the greatest things that God wants us to have is love. And I believe that if we have love, then we can change so many things in our lives. Love, as the Bible says, covers a multitude of sins. And I think that is awesome. And for me, my personal Savior, of course, is Jesus Christ. That's who I personally choose as my personal Savior. And when I read the Bible, when I read the accounts of the Bible, when I look through Scripture, one of the scriptures that stands out to me as far as love is concerned is where the Bible says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son." And for me, having Jesus as my personal Savior, having God as my ultimate authority, as my ultimate creator, that means a lot to me. That because love will allow you to be sacrificial in different areas of your life and give up some things that you would normally give up. I know for me, I love my little son. My little son is my favorite boy, as I tell him. He is my favorite boy. And so, of course, he's my only boy. But I love him abundantly, and I love him from a true standpoint of authenticity. And I know me personally, I would not give up my son. There's no way that I would give up my son for anyone. I'm talking about anyone. I don't care what's needed. I wouldn't care what you needed. I wouldn't care how you needed it. I wouldn't care how it affected your life. If it meant me giving up my son, there would be no way that I could give him up. But for God to give up his son, I think that is a true testament of what he wants for us, what he desires for our lives, which is pure love, authentic love. Authentic love, a love that comes from a place that is beyond ourselves, beyond what we know, beyond our own ability. And I think that is the beautiful thing about love. So I think, like I said, I think our first greatest spiritual manner would be love. That's what I really believe, people, that our greatest spiritual manner is love. Love is our greatest spiritual manner. So, I mean, let's examine that for a minute. How do we love from a place that's pure? Let that marinate for a minute. How to love from a place that is pure? What does that mean, from a place that is pure? How do we love from a place that is pure, from a place that's unhindered, untainted, undefiled, from a place that is just pure? How do you do that? Where do you find that type of love? And what is that? What does that look like? What does that feel like? A place of love that has no agenda. And I know, I think it's important to understand that, because when you think about love, and I know many people, you know, anyone that is just, you know, a basic person wants some type of love. And so when you look at how do you love yourself from a pure place, how do you love yourself from a place that's unhindered, how do you love others from a pure place? So when I thought about it, I looked up the word pure, and I looked up, and it came up as an adjective. And so the definition of pure is not mixed or adulterated with any other substance or material. Ooh-wee. That is the ooh-wee right there. I like that. That is the ooh-wee. So when you look at something that's pure, it's not mixed or adulterated with any other substance. And when it says it's not adulterated, that means it's not mixed up with anything else, that it's not combined, it's not joined with any other substance or material. And I think that's important, because a lot of times, and I know as you go through romantic love can be somewhat tricky, because someone's intentions can be mixed up. It can be adulterated. It could be saturated with other substances that don't belong there. And I think that's important to realize what those other substances can be. For example, when a person has a hidden agenda, even if you have a hidden agenda, personally have a hidden agenda in loving someone, that it's not coming from a place that doesn't have mixed up emotions, mixed up feelings. And I think it's important to be careful on both ends, because I think to some degree, all of our love has some type of mixture within it, whether it's a mixture of wanting a certain type of feeling, whether it's a mixture of wanting a certain type of connection. So sometimes I think it's a work in process, a work of progress, to get to a point where you're loving from a pure and authentic point of view. And when you love yourself purely and authentically, where you don't love yourself just to gain something from the world, gain something materially, gain some type of affection, but where you can love yourself from a pure and authentic place, that you just love yourself because you are the creation of God. And that is quite important. And I think that alone right there is a daily work. It's a daily progress. It's a daily function, because when you look at loving yourself, I know me, growing up in the 70s and the 80s, that was never taught. That was never taught, to love ourselves from a place of purity, taught as loving ourselves holistically, unadulterated. And then to love yourself authentically, oh no, because it was considered selfish to love yourself so much. And then when you look up the word authentic, authentic is another adjective. It means to not be disrupted, and it means to be genuine. And so when you have genuine on authentic love for yourself, and it's pure and it's not mixed up or contaminated with anything else, but it's just truly love. That means the substance of your being is love. The substance of who you are is love. And it's not mixed up. It's not contaminated. And you have a desire to love yourself more than you ever thought possible. And I think that you have to work on it. You know, I'm a firm believer. You know me. I've listened to my show a number of times. I believe that I'm a solution-based person, so I believe in order for you to get to that level of pure and authentic love for yourself, one, it comes with, of course, it comes with meditation. I believe in deep meditation. I believe meditation is what will connect you to the soul of yourself. It will connect your soul to God. It will connect your soul to the Spirit of God, so that everything you do, everything you are, is of God and for God. And of course, I think the second step would be affirmative prayer. That means you're praying into a space that isn't like any other space. In the respect I say that, you don't pray begging God or pleading to God or praying to him with a lack of knowledge that he won't do, he can't do, or that he hasn't done. So I believe it's very important to pray to him in an affirmative way so that he can reveal to you what it is that he needs of you and how he wants to transform and change your being, your life. And then, of course, studying, you know, what it is that can help you to grow, studying other people that have gone through and experienced some of the same things as you experienced or may be experiencing. And so I think with those three, I think it's a starting point. It's that sounding board. It's that jump into, to transform, to renew, to invigorate, to uplift your life in a loving and abundant way so that your love becomes pure and authentic. And, of course, I always say you start with yourself, because if you could start at home, and at home would be the home of your soul, the home of your being, then things for you will transform. Things for me, I know, I just have a personal example. Things for me really started transforming, I would say, almost 2 years ago. I personally went through a journey that I didn't anticipate. I had taken a particular direction, and I just knew it was a one-sided direction. And I had no idea that it would transform my spiritual life, my spiritual being, and manifest so many different things for me from a pure level. And the purity of it is that a lot of things got stripped away. And so I was always so busy working and trying to save other people, other things, just trying to work to get everyone together, the unity together, where I was really lacking the unity of the soul, the unity of the spirit, because I got caught up with traditions. I had got caught up with the dogma of what others said, what others thought, what others needed, what others envisioned for my life, for my relationship and walk with God, that I forgot to hone in on my personal love, personal achievement, personal standards and connection with God. And then once I realized that, oh my goodness, it really took a different shape in my life. And I really had to learn how to become one with my higher self, which is my God self. I had to become one with God himself so that there wasn't any discord in my life. And really, each moment, each note, each event was a new stepping stone toward the glory of God. And that is awesome. And that's what I love, because it helped me engage my life and expand my life in a new and profound way. And honestly, people, that was really through loving myself and loving myself first and putting myself above everyone else, knowing that the connection with the one, connection with the higher, connection with the authority was going to bring about a peace and a structure of abundant love and joy. So that the structure of who I was becoming was stable, and it was founded on pure love, and it became respectful. Honestly, I began to respect my spirituality and my spiritual domain higher and deeper than I ever thought possible. And I think that is the awesome pureness, the true manifestation of pure and authentic love, is that when you build a structure, when you build a foundation that's built on pure and authentic love. And I think another thing to really look at, to hone in on when you're looking at pure and authentic love, is the fact that things aren't allowed as they were before. You don't allow I know for me, I have disallowed certain things in my environment because they aren't conducive to the pure and authentic love that I have for myself. They aren't conducive to the pure and authentic love that I can give. They aren't pure. They disallow. Certain things are disallowed now in my environment that were allowed before, because proper love, respectful love, is a love that is honoring, a love that honors the spirit, a love that is manageable to the spirit. So if you are in an environment, or if there's people in your environment that aren't respectful to your love, that aren't respectful to your spirit, there comes a point where you have to actively engage that and disallow it for your life. If not, then you're stifling your spirit, you're stifling your love, you're stifling the authenticity of who God wants us to be. And I think another key point to look at is that abundant love, pure love, authentic love overflows. Oh my goodness. Now that one just feels good. To have a love that overflows, oh. Of course, when I think of that, when I think about overflowing love, I was thinking about Niagara Falls and how beautiful it is and how all of that rushing water just truly overflows, and it flows so beautifully, and it flows continuously. And it doesn't come in drops. It doesn't come in little droplets. It doesn't come in the form of a fountain. It doesn't come in the form of a trickle. It doesn't have a trickle-down effect, but it has a flow. It has a rushing, mighty flow. And that's what abundant love will do for anyone. Abundant love of yourself, abundant love of your spirit, abundant love of your soul, abundant love of those around you, that's what it will do. It will allow it to overflow and manifest itself in so many different forms and fashions. And you say, well, Yvette, how does abundant love manifest itself? Oh, I'm glad you asked that. I'm glad. That's a good question. How does abundant love manifest itself? And so I'm a firm believer that there is a manifestation that comes forth with abundant love. And I believe that one of the ways it shows itself and one of the ways it manifests itself is through harmony. If you know me, you know that's my word. You know that's me. I believe, of course, the first thing that will manifest itself when you're looking at, when you're dealing with, when you're engaged in abundant love that overflows, is that you'll have a level of harmony. You'll have a level of togetherness and oneness that you've never experienced before. It's a level that causes you to be on a certain note and a certain vibration that is untouchable. And I like the word that came to mind when I thought about it, the word that my spiritual life coach uses is unflappable. That means that you can't be touched, you can't be weathered. You're unflappable, you're unmovable, you're untouchable. And I think that's what harmony is. It's like when you get that abundant overflow of love and a manifestation, the way it manifests and come about is through harmony. And the lyrical way that I look at it is that when you have that group, when you have those singers together, or like I like to say, like our praise team at church is phenomenal, with having beautiful, beautiful harmony, where that you don't, there's no discord at all in anyone that's singing. And I think that is what will come about in your life. And that's what is made manifest when you have pure, authentic, abundant, overflowing love, is the harmony, is that everything comes together, everything joins together, every part of your life, whether it's family, whether it's friends, whether it's school, whether it's work, whether it's your church community, whether it's your community service, whether it's your natural man, your natural state of being, everything will go under that rainbow rainbow of harmony. And so, of course, I think, I believe strongly, and I'm just saying what's happened for me and for those I've come in contact with, what I've been witness to, is that the first manifestation of pure and authentic love, abundant, overflowing love, is harmony. Then I think another way that it manifests itself is through peace. Oh, I think peace. Oh, peace is beautiful. Peace is beautiful. And the story that I have to relate to that is, as many of you know, I was in the military. I was in the military for 8 years. I did 2 deployments to Iraq. My first deployment to Iraq was, I would say, at the very least, scary. That's the very basic way I could put it. It was scary. But the second time, it was a total different experience. The fear had gone. The fear had broke down. And I didn't have those same type of fears as I had on the first deployment. And our unit, our company, had to do security. We had to do gun truck security. And we were called, it was basically called platform security, where we provided a security platform for anyone that had to travel on the roads of Iraq. And so I remember the first time, and our unit wasn't like an infantry unit. We weren't built. We weren't initially. We weren't, ooh, this is good. We were not initially built to provide security. What we were initially built for was to supply people what they needed. That was our initial construct of our unit, was supply. But then they had to reutilize us for security. Oh, that's good right there. That's what happens in life. Sometimes we are not built for what we're going through, but because of situations and circumstances and because of the need, we have to be reconstructed for what the situation, what the mission is at hand. And that mission that we had to obtain was a mission of providing security. And I'll never forget a lieutenant colonel, which is, of course, a very high-ranking officer in the military, came up to me before we were about to get in our truck to leave the yard and said, I know you're scared, I know you're fearful, but it's going to be okay. And I said, no, ma'am, I'm really not scared. I'm really not fearful. She's like, I know you are. I just know, because that's what happens. Like, no. But, of course, there's a point in me that says, Yvette, quit arguing with this officer, because this could go sideways. This could go a different direction that you don't need to go. But I was thinking, and I was like, hold on, she's totally wrong, and that's not something I want to instill in my spirit. That's not how I feel. It was an overwhelming desire to really let her know that that's not how I felt, and don't put that on me. Don't put that on my spirit. So I sat there and I prayed, and I thought for several minutes, and I said, the thing that I prayed for before I touched down in Iraq was a peace that passes all understanding. And God had given me that peace. God has had placed that within my spirit, that no matter what was going on, no matter what was happening, I was peaceful. And I had to tell her, ma'am, I'm sorry, but I pray for peace. And I have a peace that passes all understanding. And she looked at me with an awkward look. And I was like, yes, it's very true. I have a peace that passes all understanding, that nothing's going to affect me, nothing's going to bother me, that everything is well with my soul right now. Ooh. And so, and the funny thing is truly, that's how I lived, that's how I dwell, and that's where I grew that from. So I think the greatest two manifestations that you will witness when you have pure and authentic love, when you're minding your spiritual manners, is first of all harmony. Harmony of your life, harmony of the spirit, harmony of every entity of your being. And I think the second thing you will manifest is pure and authentic peace. That peace, as the Bible says, that peace that passes all understanding. You don't know why you have it, but you just know you have the peace. But I'm just going to wrap that up for now. I'm going to leave that right there on the table. I just love each and every one of you abundantly, and I hope that everyone has a beautiful, pure, and authentic week. And mind your spiritual matters. Get focused. Get in that deep place. Get in that deep thought of what your spiritual manners look like, what your spiritual manners should be. But for now, the greatest spiritual manner is love. And I am your host, Yvette Harmony Jett, telling you, always become one with your soul, because that is where the pureness of God lies. Have a great day. Love you all. Bye-bye.